Ecodynamic Unified Field Theory, Part 2, written by Z. Charnot, May 24, 1990. Nearness or closeness is a factor of both similarities sufficient to allow the attraction of fixed resonant oscillation and the differences sufficient to allow the fitting together of uniqueness and complementarity. Life and life forms, such as cells, image this principle. The DNA of every cell in an organism is identical to the DNA in every other cell. For a multicellular organism or a colony of asexually reproduced clones. This provides a base communicational reference of pattern. The universal communication model, as referenced in my thesis, versus the Shannon model. All DNA is useful in providing this reference pattern of similarity and its far-field resonant coupling. But the cell also maintains a uniqueness and complementarity. The cell fits together with other cells to create a wholeness or oneness. This oneness has a scale which creates a level of order. Protein transcription, acknowledging the environment, creates cell differentiation, uniqueness. The differentiation yields complementarity. The complementarity yields wholeness or oneness. Consciousness is the only reality. This is true because of what consciousness is. Everything is connected to everything else in the universe by some means at some range. The energy and pattern of connection constantly changes. This creates the accelerations which open the domains of interacting fields, which provide the interacting fields of the connection. Physical reality is an obstructed reality. The obstruction is the closure or partial closure of the reality, the diminished connection to all else. Space and time are two of the mechanisms of partial closure, limiting interaction. The delay in consequences made possible by the obstructing dimensional sequencing of space and time gives rise to the free will of physical consciousness and the function of a physical consciousness, to be a creating consciousness being created. This creating consciousness is being created by its system of feedback and feed forward. Experience is the feedback. Faith, the metaphorical reach of possibility, is the feed forward. Indeed, anything we believe either is true or tends to become true as a result of having believed it, according to John Lilly. The mind work of faith is the feed forward of metaphor. With a metaphor, there is enough similarity to bring the two components together. There is enough difference to allow them to generate new possible patterns for one another. This is then the nature of intelligence, to make this connection, this metaphorical connection. This is the nature of natural intelligence. Artificial intelligence with invariant connections can never permit the metaphorical fit. There is thus an evolutionary selection of differences which are communicated or distributed, and differences which may be eliminated as a metabolistic function. Life, however, with its constant change in growth, in reproduction, and in responsiveness, always creates new metaphorical interactions. There are always shifting degrees of similarity and attraction, and shifting kinds of differences, sometimes elegant enough to be communicated or distributed, sometimes not. This is the ecodynamic function. Please go to part 3.